Welcome to the Maniac Audio Program. Good morning, Internet. Welcome to Maniac, the audio program. You know how it goes. Ooh, excuse me. Well, it is 9:18 a.m. It is, what is it? It's Wednesday. Yeah, it's hump day. And my name is Mike. Mike, what day is it? Huh? Mike. It's hump day. Yeah, it's Wednesday. January 20th. Listen, so we're going to get this going here. We're going to start off how we usually start. We rip off the calendar. The You Are a Badass calendar. There we go. Got it. All right. Not a bad rip, I'd say. That's about a 7 out of 10, I'd say. Not bad. All right. You Are a Badass. Here's today's inspiration slash wake up slash kind of tacky, corny shit, but hey, let's read it anyway. When it comes to forming and transforming our human experience, the power of the mind reigns supreme over any type of external truths. If you believe money is evil and or difficult to make, your bank account will have tumbleweeds blowing through it. Strong religious beliefs inspire everything from wars to glorious houses of worship to cutthroat charity pie baking contests. Okay. The belief that you are hot and sexy will have you getting hit on by strangers on the street. And if you believe you're eating worms, you will gag. That's a fair point. Most of these quotes, right, are mostly just like, your brain is a very powerful thing. And I like that. I like that. And it's the truth, honestly. I mean, in a way, it is the truth. When you center your mind and when you kind of stop thinking about how terrible things are and how difficult shit is going to get, I mean, you definitely see a different path. You know, and I've been fighting and struggling with that shit lately, just to let anybody know if you've been dealing with that shit. If you've been dealing with, like, you know, like, oh, what am I going to do to make, you know, more money, or what am I going to do to, you know, make rent or pay this bill, or, you know, or anything, really, like, just like, oh, man, what am I going to do about this thing that I'm doing, blah, 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 very vague. I can say that having a good state of mind about things definitely helps you. And I myself, you know, I've been trying to push to be better with that shit, you know? And it's a tough deal. It's a tough deal. But it's the truth, honestly. It's like, you know, you put your mindset into a place where, you know, it's like, okay, I can fucking do this. This is fine. And you're good. I mean, you're not just good. You still gotta work. You still gotta do your shit. I'm literally, so what am I doing right now? I am updating my Patreon page to have a few more tiers. And, you know, I'm trying to, you know, create some incentives and offers to get people to start, you know, subscribing, you know, and check out the shiz, you know. The site's very fucking slow. Could be my computer, though. It's just a lot going on. But either way, I'm working on that. I'm working on more content that I can start posting up and shit, and, you know, some stuff to create a more vibrant brand and channel, you know. I'm busting ass, you know. I thought about, you know, doing DoorDash today, and then I noticed it's snowing. And, you know, maybe I might go out there. It'll probably clear up. I don't know. But I think I really want to focus on what I have been wanting to do, you know, especially. Because, like, you know, it's like sometimes it's busy, sometimes it's not. It is what it is. You got to fucking grind, man. You got to fucking go for this shit, you know. You got to fucking try your fucking best. But also, you know, is life all that serious? Not really. Not really. You know, I always think about it, and it's like, when you take life way too seriously, shit just It doesn't work out, you know. You know why it doesn't work out? It's because you're sitting down thinking about ways, you know, that you can get to a certain end game. When you've got far more time until the end game. Because the end game is legit, your heart stops beating and you die. That's it, that's the end. So, to me, you know, talking about the end game, talking about, you know, getting to a destination, you know, and trying to think of, like, you know, ways to live and, you know, execute properly. Listen, life's not that fucking serious. It really isn't. And yes, there's a lot of fucking terrible shit that goes on in the world. And, but it's not up, we shouldn't feel like shit because of it. You know, we should have other emotions if we want to feel something about that shit, you know, and we should. We should always think about, you know, our, you know, experiences beyond ourselves, you know. You know, that's an important aspect of living. But we shouldn't let it take hold of ourselves. We shouldn't let this terrible nonsense take hold of our throats and fucking lead us through life, you know. We can't be led by grief. We can't be led by shit that makes us feel less than we are. We need to take control of what we can. We need to accept the fact that what we have control of is our minds and our bodies most of the time. I mean, as you get older, you have less control of your body, but that's, you know, that's a different story. Our minds are basically a prison, and you can decorate that cell to be anything. You can decorate it to be not a cell, not a prison, not a place of containment and loneliness and isolation. You can build this shit to be something fantastic, something beautiful and glorious. In time, I think we will all look back and go, fuck. We'll look back at all our issues and mistakes, but you know what? Like, I think it's important to not overdo it on looking back at mistakes, because if there's a lot of cautionary tales that instruct us on the whole fucking aspect of making sure that you're looking forward and not looking back, because looking back can be a fucking problem. The only reason you should be looking back is when you look back at something positive, something great. Things that I like to look back on that are beneficial, that are something that are key points of my development, that are things that I'm proud of, are things like my entire career with values. There have been some missteps there and here and there, of course. I always have that sort of realistic look at what the fuck happened, and just a multitude of things when it comes to, you know, values and what we went through. We played a lot of shows. We did a lot of shit. But I'm always super fucking proud of what we accomplished with that band. Were we that big a deal? I think we were a big deal for ourselves. I think we were a big deal to people in very personal ways, and I still talk to people who were changed by values, who legitimately have said this. And I am still friends with people who still love values. And that's more important to me than having accomplished, like, oh, we played all these sold-out shows, oh, we did all this, blah, blah, blah. I think this, it's far beyond that. You know, every time I went out on stage, every time I wanted to do a show or create something with values, I had the ideas of looking at somebody and changing somebody's point of view of life and helping them let go, as I had. I wanted to let go like they did. I wanted them to let go like I did. And over time, you know, that started to kind of go away, and that's kind of what was a big realization for me, that values wasn't the same as it used to be. You know, for me at least, in my experience, it wasn't what it used to be. I realized, like, oh, like, I'm not really thinking about it in this turn in the sense of like I love this band, I love doing this, I love doing that. No, I was thinking about it in terms of, you know, like, oh, like, are we gonna kill it tonight? Are we gonna be, you know, this awesome band? And I was like, and then it's like, why would you want? And that's like a collection of other factors. But what I'm so proud of is that we beat the odds. That I took a band that I knew started out like crap, that I knew people were calling shitty, and not singling out anybody because we were shitty. Let's put it that way. We were pretty bad. And there was a lot of times where we played, even when we were like getting better and felt like we were improving, where we still played pretty bad. We're very honest with that shit. It's like, yeah, fuck, we fucked up today. It happens. And we're tired. But I'm super fucking proud of it and always fucking will be. I'm always fucking happy about what I was able to accomplish with that band and all my homies alongside me were able to accomplish. And eventually we just lost track of what it really meant, and that's why we were like, all right, it's time to let this go. We're done and moving on. And sometimes I get the itch that I want to go back and do bands, but honestly, I feel like my path has changed. I did what I wanted to do. I accomplished a lot of the goals I wanted to accomplish through that band. I really did. And I just was like, I don't really want to go any further. I don't want to be on a label touring and being broke, you know, on a contract and whatever else, you know. And I don't think it would have ever really gone that far. There's possibilities, but I don't think it really would have. I don't think I was emotionally ready. I don't think I had the emotional intelligence to do anything like that. I don't think, yeah, I think it was just we went as far as we were gonna go. And I was very fucking happy about that shit. So that's the kind of shit I look back on and I go, fuck yes. Now, I still have to, there's like something I meant to record and I forgot ultimately, but whatever. I'll have to check it out, but either way, yeah. So honestly, yeah. When you take a look at things, when you're taking a look ahead, fear not. Put your mind in gear and think about what could be. Think about the blessed aspects of life. And get some fucking exercise, you know? I think that's really helped me out too. It's fucking really clear in my mind, being open and excited. I mean, it's like, it should just. It's not that it just fucking happens. I mean, it's a myriad of, like, possibilities if you are working towards it. You know, if you're working towards it, you know, it's like you can, like, it's just a matter of, like, let's put it simply. You know, if you do your best to stay tip top shape, everything, like just stay okay and feel okay, be your best self, you will respond to anything with your best self. That's how I think of it. And that in part could create more opportunities and could create better, you know, it's like it creates a snowball effect basically. So if you keep tip top shape as much as possible, and I'm not talking about physical, I'm like a kind of a, like a mild fat fuck, so not really telling you like to go out and get in fucking shape. I'm telling like your brain, you know, like I'm serious. Like sometimes like I like going out, like I like going out on DoorDash runs because it keeps me active for a few hours. I make some money in the meantime, and I come back and I'm fucking stoked and I'm like drawing out everything and I'm thinking of new ideas for new things and I'm going crazy and I'm responding to people with like fucking. You know, boom, loving it. It's, you know, it's something I think that's very important to do for yourself to keep your mind, you know, working and well-oiled and happy, you know. And I honestly, I know it's like you can't just always be fucking happy. You got to be honest with yourself. And I think that's also a big step is like being honest, like with yourself. Like if you're feeling, you know, miserable, it's like be honest. Like, yeah, I'm feeling fucking miserable. I'm feeling upset. You know, and from there it's like, okay, what can I fucking do about this? You know, can I really like do something about this? Like, and there's fucking tons of shit you can do about it. You know, there's no shame in being upset. There's no shame in being sad and down and out. You know, I was feeling that for a bit yesterday, and it's because I was a bit inactive. you know. And then I had a moment where I was like, you know, I'm playing fetch with my kitty, my baby panda. Yes, I play fetch with my cat. He's awesome. And I'm getting active and I'm running around and I like was like, fuck yeah, and I was feeling okay. I was like, you know, it's like just, you know, it's like don't worry about this shit. Don't, you know, like don't worry about what's going on, you know, and like positive things were happening. And it's also because I did lay those seeds, you know, beyond that, you know. And it was a day of like losing. Like that's, I think that's an important thing to remember is like we need days where we fucking lose to put us in perspective, to like really think about like how great those days we had were, like to think about those things as we look back, to think about those awesome things and be proud of them. You know, we need these perspectives of like, okay, that this wasn't a great day. This was a day of losing. But also like if you look back, if you're gonna look back at it, don't look at it in shame. Look back and think, what did I do that made that happen? Like, is there anything that led to it? Is it just what just happened? I mean, is, 'cause sometimes it is. Sometimes it's like, yeah, you know, you just your chemical imbalances, man. It fucking happens. You know, not everybody's the fucking same, and not everybody has to be fucking happy hunky dory. I don't fucking like to be all happy boo boo boo. I think it's fucking annoying sometimes. I like the feeling, but I don't like to fucking throw it in people's faces. I think it's fucking annoying. But either way, I think that you should fucking think about this shit and consider it as you are, you know, working in the office. Consider it while you are chilling out with your friends, hanging out, doing whatever. I mean, I just think that you need to engage with yourself, say hi to yourself, love yourself, be there for yourself. You know, I think it's important. And I think it's important to think positively on many fronts about what you want to do in life. I know what I want to do. I know I want to create an art universe, a universe of art, a just I have so many different things I want to do, and it's all collectively something that involves, you know, Maniac and building my artistic vision. And we're gonna see where it goes. But either way, remember, you are a badass. And I love you. I want you guys to take care. Maniac, the podcast, Maniac audio program. Love you all. Take care.